In Excess, Bit of Tears. That's the song from The Song Whisperer. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Joined now live on air by Triple M Royalty. It's Merrick Watts. How are you, Merrick?
Hey, Merrick.
Hello, guys. How are you guys? Been good?
Well, yeah, we're okay. We're in lockdown world, but, you know, we're coping all
Letting the country down, copping a bit of flack, not feeling great about ourselves. How are you
How about yourself?
Yeah, look, I'm doing okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm in Sydney, so things are a little bit easier here. But what I'm doing a little bit of sympathetic COVID work for you. So I'm staying indoors and drinking during the day, even though I've got things I've got to do. It's difficult because I'm still doing parent pickup. So look, it's a bit confusing, but
I'm doing okay. Okay, that's something I can relate to and would quite like.
But it's funny. I was talking to somebody last week. I was actually doing a gig, and I was talking about the fact that, you know, with COVID, it's really, you know, a bad thing. But you've got to find the positives in it. And I know that's hard for people who are in, you know, severe lockdown to find the positives. But as I said to somebody, look, you know, the negative is pretty obvious for me. I've got my mum who is 79 years of age, and she's in lockdown in Melbourne, which means that I can't visit her.
Well, that's really.
No, it's absolutely brutal, Jane. But the positive in that is that I can't visit her. So,
how's she going at Zoom? Has she caught on to that? Are you able to talk her through that?
How much has my 79-year-old mother just embraced a bit of FaceTime? It's just like too much face, Mum. What is it with the old people with FaceTime? You go, Mum, you don't need
they
to
love
put
it.
The screen on your face. Don't put it on your face. You just look at it.
I know. It's great.
Good times. Right. Are you spending time with family yourself? Is this quality family time for you right now?
I'm trying not to, but it keeps seeming to happen. But I'm getting out and about a bit. I had to go and see a mate of mine who owns a bottle shop. I thought you might like this story, Mick, because it's got something that I know is very close to your heart. It's a candle story.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
The candles.
Do you ever think? Do you guys ever look back and think to yourself, 20 years ago, if you had a look at the current person that you are, you would be incredibly disappointed?
Yes, it's crossed my mind quite a lot, to be frank.
Well, I think 26-year-old Merrick would probably want to bash up 46-year-old Merrick.
Why? What's he done?
Well, the word candle store is making me feel slightly uncomfortable with a grown man.
Well, exactly. And imagine being the grown man. Okay, so I go and visit a mate of mine. He owns a bottle shop, and I go and see him. And because he owns a bottle shop, I can't go and take him a bottle of booze or a case of beer or anything like that. Because,
yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, exactly, right? What am I going to do? I'm just giving it to the guy who's already got it. And it was his birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, normally I just grab a bottle of wine and give it to a mate, but what can I give him? I've got nothing in the house. And I went, I've got to repurpose.
God, this is tending really in a weird place. Go on.
It is. It's going to get worse.
What?
And I was looking around going, what can I repurpose? And I went to go and give him a book, but the book had obviously been read. And I went, well, that's it, because I've only got one book in the house, Harry Potter. And I can't. He'll know. It's got my name written in crayon. So so I looked around, and the only thing I could have give him as a birthday present that wasn't used was a scented candle.
Okay. That's bottom of the barrel for a boy, Sarah. Sorry. Unless, Mick.
You didn't go through with it.
Yeah, I did. I took it.
What do you mean? You gave a male friend of yours a candle.
No, Jane, I gave him a scented candle.
Ay. How did he react?
He just looked at me like, wow, is this where the world is now? Is that, you know, 46-year-old men give each other scented candles for birthday presents. And I just looked
he would have
like,
thought you were like trying to ask him out on a date or something.
Mez, I have to say, I did.
Didn't have bath salts on you?
Mez, Mick did get a candle for his birthday from the team here at Triple M. But Mick, can you explain what candle it was?
Well, let's just leave it at scented, shall we?
Oh, it was Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
It's a vagina candle.
So
unless it's that, you know, it's not very cool.
Do you know what I do? I like to go down to Catholic churches and light a candle, and I always take that one.
Not on Fridays, though, Mick.
Not in Lent.
Mick, sorry, whose candle was it?
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's candle, and she marketed it, and it's called "This Candle Smells Like My Vagina."
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Mary.
Yeah, she should have given that to you, mate.
No, no, that's it. I think I've been stitched up because I actually gave him a candle, which was Chris Martin's ball sack. Candle.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been stitched up, buddy.
This smells like my ball sack.
Is that musky? Notes of bergamot and mustix.
I wouldn't want to get downwind of
I'm looking at the ingredients list now. It says sweat, vinegar, shame.
Yeah.
Shame's an ingredient.
That'd be a good one to light your farts with.
Oh, yeah. God.
That. Well, that's. I'm worried about you that you'd give your mate a candle.
So am I. I'm very worried.
The end, it'll be doilies next or some potpourri. Or,
that's right.
Yeah, but to be fair, though, with this candle, because it is Chris Martin's ball sack, it's got like 14 to 15 wicks on it. They're only tiny.
Multi-wick candle is really hard to come by, I have to tell you.
Yes.
They sell them at Mecca for a lot of money.
Okay, so, where can I get one of those? Just out of
If you guys are struggling with lockdown, and I understand that you are, and many, many listeners in Victoria are, and my great sympathies there, but at least you're not a 46-year-old man giving a friend a scented candle because that's all they've got to offer. That's
true, Mez.
And don't have a good hard think about it, Mez. Mm.
I will.
We love talking to you.
Good
you know
you,
that. And it's always great to touch base. We'll
Stay
talk
well.
To you very soon. And Scarf keep yourself. Safe.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Marek Watts joining us there. This is Kennedy Malloy.